So we have Janine, and then Michael Heiss, and then Bella and Jonathan. Is there anyone else who wants on the stack?
Rain, please. Yeah.
And Margot, too, we added. It's a good format. Seems like we're getting a lot done. Thank you.
Okay. So Janine is next. Go ahead, Janine. You have the floor.
Hi. Well, this will be quick. For the fundraising committee, I am trying to get two people to come to our next meeting that are social media promotional folks, and to talk about what could be done in various different areas, fundraising-wise, of course, but they may be able to answer some of Jonathan's questions as far as YouTube or anything like that. So, and I'm waiting a little bit for them to tell me when they're available. The first week of January is what I'm throwing out as a possibility. Thanks.
Thank you. And then Michael Heiss, you next.
Yes, thanks. First, I'd also, if I may, like to suggest that we set a hard stop because there's also a CAB meeting later, and some people are going to want to do both and have a little break in between. So bring that up as a suggestion. I want to carry on to what Jonathan and people were saying before that, which is we need to see what we can do about our SEO, which is search engine optimization, which is something you'd have a webmaster kind of person to do, which works to make certain that when you put Pacifica into a search engine, whether it's Google or Bing or DuckDuck or whatever, or, doesn't matter, any of them, that it comes up with Pacifica and then the stations as opposed to a Chrysler minivan. I'd like to take the YouTube idea and take it to another step. One thing that we do not promote, which almost every other radio station in the galaxy does, is listen to KPFK 90.7 on your FM dial or on the web. We still don't have an app. That's one. And ask your smart speaker to play KPFK, and it does if you do it right now, but it only does it through TuneIn. If Pacifica does what NPR does, or maybe it will work with iHeart, you'll not only open it up to a broader range, but you can monetize that. If you ask your speaker to play KPCC or KFI or any other station in the known universe except for one of ours, it'll give you a little 10-minute supported by or whatever, which we're allowed to do because that's not commercial, before it switches to the program. And that goes to the point of increasing our reach, even if that little interstitial says KPFK is part of the Pacifica Radio Network, blah, 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 blah. There are lots of other opportunities available to us that we're not taking advantage of. And again, with the request for a hard stop, I time myself out.
Thank you, Michael. I have down agenda item number 7 is adjourned by 6 p.m. because I have to be at that next meeting too, and
thank
several
you.
Others will be. That's what we're aiming for. Bella, you're back up.
Yes, I wanted to, when Ruth asked when the information was sent out to the membership. Yes, she missed the email blast, which went out on the 18th. And the reason why I went out so late is because I kept waiting for the GM's final word, and I was kept hanging until the last minute, until I just couldn't wait anymore. Otherwise, it would have been even been more expensive to pay the third-party vendor to send out the blast. So it's very, very stressful. It has been very stressful trying for me to work around the GM and the IGM to do the right thing and get the word out on the air. No matter how much information is supplied to them, there is no cooperation, or there hasn't been. And this has gone for several years, so it's not something that just started happening now. So I wanted to address that. I am now going to be sending everybody on the group for your review and comments. I'm sure there'll be many. My proposed mock program grid. That could be something we can work on for our next meeting, you know, and we can come to some consensus. It's not a complete work, but a lot of thought went into it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Bella. I'm going to send you a backup. Jonathan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to pass for now if you could put me on the end of the stack.
Okay. In that case, then, Raymond.
Thank you. You really need to send me that grid, Bella. I've received it 5 times.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm sorry. I did not understand.
You needn't send me the grid that you proposed because I've got...
You are confused. You are confused.
I am not confused. I'm being interrupted.
Okay. But I never sent it out to you or anyone on the group.
I'm not going to argue.
You're speaking of the template, the blank template?
No.
Bella, let him speak for himself, please.
Whenever Jonathan gets on to, you know, the air again here, what would be the video content of that YouTube presentation? Because I can't imagine anyone's going to sit there and listen without something on the screen that's relevant, but even something. I mean, cartoons or something. Michael, I'm very interested in this Fort Worth program. What was the name of the prison?
Polunsky, P-O-L-U-N-S-K-Y, the Polunsky Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
Thank you.
Or Corrections and Justice or something like that, TDJC.
I must say that I think, and I've heard reference to a program council several times in different meetings, and to the best of my knowledge, we don't have one. We have program oversight. If there's going to be a program council, I'd like someone to tell me so that I can budget my time. And finally, I don't believe that the general manager works for me or for us. The general manager, as I understand it, works for the Pacifica National Executive Director, and that we have some responsibilities relating to evaluation, but the man doesn't work for us. And it's as simple as that. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Raymond.
Michael, could I respond briefly about the program council?
And Ruth to the stack.
Yes, Ruth, I'll put you. We've got Margo and then Jonathan, and I'll put you, Ruth, and I'll have Michael go ahead and respond to that request for information.
Yeah, there was an elected program council at one point. It actually was one of the first elected bodies, even prior to the LSB, and we were in existence for about 6 years. Margo Eisner, who was on this call, was also on along with me, a number of other people. Eventually, we combined our efforts to a certain extent with the Program Oversight Committee by having somebody ex officio on the Program Council. The Program Council did review the programming in various blocks of programming. We came up with a set of criteria for evaluation that we submitted, and I think were eventually adopted and incorporated into the Programmer's Handbook. And we worked closely for a couple of years with the then Program Director, Armando Godinho. It eventually got dissolved. It kind of exhausted its term. There hasn't been one since. Alan Minster, for a while, had something called the Listener Program Advisory Committee that he worked with, which he picked the members and decided what to do about their advice. And there hasn't been anything similar. The National Program Committee, I think, had was drafting a recommendation with a long list of suggestions for programming committees of the local station board at each station. I'm not sure, honestly, if it ever got adopted by the PMB or if it's still in process. Maybe one of the directors could say.
Find out information.
Yes.
It went this monstrosity with, it had to be 17 points, and they wanted the PNB to adopt it and require every station to have a program committee that followed it. And I think the PNB was quite correct in its stating that that was nuts. I mean, that wasn't exactly their phrase. That if you just ask these stations and give some indication of what they think a program operation ought to do, and then they send it back to that program board, or whatever it is, National Program Committee. I mean, we've seen it. It was sent to us, if you recall, all of you.
Yes.
And it was really awful. I mean, if I were a general manager, that would be the last thing on earth that I would want to do or have anything to do with. It was as prescriptive as anything I've ever seen. It was like a menu on an airplane. You don't have a lot of choices to step out. Thank you.
Abella to the stack.
Thank you, Raymond. Okay, Margo's next, then Jonathan, Ruth, and Bella after that. Right now, Margo has the floor.
Okay. Here it is. Obvious, it is very obvious, quite obvious, that we are all very concerned about many issues about KPFK and Pacifica. Jonathan and Bella are dealing with outreach, which ties in with the community advisory board, etc. And I agree that there may be many ways to increase and advertise KPFK, such as actually just having us all carry little cards around with all the KPFK info on it to hand out to anyone we talk with, which I did because I had some things for the back of a bumper sticker I got. But these matters could and should probably be discussed at those committees with more effectiveness, and I'd like for this program oversight committee to focus on programming and because, as I was saying, there used to be a program called Imprisonation on Air, which got calls from prisoners and dealt with those issues. It was on Saturday morning, I think. And I'd like to see if we could go back and I suggest that this committee focus on programming and how we can get actually involved with developing ways to determine what ones are on the air and what schedule should be, etc. That's what I'd like to see this committee focus on. And then when you go to the Oversight Committee or the whatever outreach committee or the CAB, you talk about the other matters of that, okay? Because we can increase the content and get it more attractive and find out what those committees can help us find out what people want, but each of us individually can do outreach and things like that. I guess I'll have to wait to hear the report on how it went in Sycamore Grove. Okay, so thank you for listening. I'll put myself on mute again. And by the way, KUSC has some nice programming because I had already heard Amy Goodman this morning, so that's my KPFK observation or bets or whatever. Okay.
Thank you, Margo. Jonathan?
Okay, yeah. I was going to bring this up about video. Thank you, Raymond, for reminding me. The video portion of YouTube is not necessarily an issue for a lot of people use YouTube, Raymond, as a podcasting platform. And many times people just listen to the music even though they're not watching the video portion of it. So as far as video, I think that all five signal area studios should have fixed video cameras, and that the video signals should be linked, obviously, and synced. There could also be the potential of having one manually run camera if there's an in-studio guest. Now, during this pandemic, which I don't believe is going to end anytime soon, most of the programming is actually being recorded, a lot of it at home, a lot of it in studio. So what I would say is just basically to have a fixed camera monitoring what's going on in the control rooms and in the studios, even if they're empty. Basically, what this is you two would be functioning as, it's called a simulcast stream is what it is. It's the same stream that is coming out on each of the websites of each five signal areas, but it would be posted to a YouTube channel. So this would incrementally, and I believe exponentially over time, draw new listeners to the five signal areas. And so the video part of it, I believe, would just have to be double-checked, you know, maybe weekly to make sure cameras are working. And obviously, if the video portion of the signal goes down, then obviously somebody has to address it. But so, you know, I'm talking about just a bare-bones effort right away. So, again, we're talking about five paid, and I'm pretty sure YouTube live stream channels have to be paid for. Now, I actually don't know if this is economically feasible yet. So, conceptually, it's still, that's all it is at this point, a concept. But I have no doubt that this would end up being a huge promotional device. I was for years in favor of having bus ads, by the way. Yes, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
And thank you. And next is Ruth. Ruth, you're up.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to say, without any crosstalk, I appreciate Bella's frustration, and I'm sorry she met with that resistance, and I think that's kind of a red flag. The second thing is, it is true that the manager does not work for us. He works for, I guess, he works for Pacifica, whatever. But the bottom line is, as far as I know, and I'm new, so I could be absolutely wrong, and I'm happy to be corrected, but it seems to me that the people in Pacifica Central do not really know the nitty-gritty of what goes on at the station. They know that we're in trouble, but I don't think they, you know, I hate that word granular, but it's so overused, but I don't think they have, quote-unquote, an appreciation, a granular appreciation for what we need. Like we do. And so for that reason, I think the manager is responsible to listen to us at least. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. So Bella's back up. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I sent everybody the work in progress proposed program grid that I prepared some time ago. Saturday and Sunday have not been completed. So I would like people to tell me if they received it. It's an attachment. And when you print it, it's in four pages. It cannot be done less. So that is legible and comprehensible. Thanks. And
thank
I too, I was too, I too was a member of the program council, and I have been speaking about it for quite some time that we need to resuscitate it. It did good work, and I recall Alan Minsky interfering with it, and finally it was swallowed up by the Program Oversight Committee, and then that was too swallowed up by Alan Minsky. But that is a long story.
we've exhausted stack again. Is there anyone else who
I have a motion.
Wants the floor?
I'd like to make a motion.
Raymond?
Yes. I would move.
Would you like the floor to make a motion?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead.
I move that the committee adjourn at 5:50 p.m. today. Hard stop.
Second.
Is anybody there? I can't hear anybody. What's happened?
I hear you, but I don't hear Beth.
Same here.
Sorry. I was muted. Thank you for calling it to my attention. Yes, I was saying, motion in a committee doesn't need a second. Is there any opposition to adjourning at 5:50? Hearing no opposition to adjourning at 5:50, we'll consider that motion adopted. That gives us roughly 10 minutes, 11 minutes to finish our business. Is there anyone else to the stack? What's remaining on the agenda is just a quick round of thumbs up and thumbs down and two very brief announcements. And then we'll be adjourned. There were no additional items for item number five. So, anyone else to the stack now?
I would like to ask people if they received the grid again.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And okay. I'm going to take Ralph. We haven't heard from him yet tonight. So thank you, Ralph, for weighing in, and the floor is yours.
I think the thing we have to remember here is that the station is really in dire financial straits. So I know everybody wants to be critical of the general manager, but as he explained at the LSB meeting, he's trying to stabilize the patient.
We're having trouble hearing you, Ralph. If you can get closer to your microphone, and someone else needs to mute.
As Ralph? Miguel explained, he's trying to stabilize the patient, and it's going to take a little while for him to get a handle on expenses and so forth. I'm sure he'd rather not be acting as the program director. You know, all the vitriol that goes on in these meetings, I can't imagine he's not afraid of being told what to do. And the lines of authority that exist under the bylaws gives him the freedom to make certain decisions. So it would be really groovy if we could make our own program grid, but the general manager has to deal with the personal requirements of the various programmers. He can't just move people's shows to wherever he wants. You know, he has to accommodate the staff, and then they have lives, you know, especially if they're volunteers and so forth. So I really feel like we got to cut him a little slack for, you know, the next few weeks, because he's still getting his bearings and he's not in a position to have programming micromanaged by committee. It's just not practical. I mean, I've been through the same experience that he's going through now, which is taking over a station that was on the verge of bankruptcy and, you know, trying to figure out how to build it back up. So I think his intentions are noble. But as far as developing new programming and stuff, we've got to do that, but it takes a lot of legwork. You know, and we can't just reinvent the station overnight. We've got to get a solid financial footing. So we're still in the middle of this chaos, and I guess that's all I have to say. And I love fairness and accuracy in reporting too. I never miss it. Maybe we should do our own survey of what we think the best programs are and then leave it to Miguel to reposition those if we feel that they're, in poor time slots. I also want to add the YouTube thing. That's the best single thing we could possibly do to generate outreach. And, you know, if there was anything that we would spend money on when we get it, that would be the best advertising platform you could possibly have. I'm done.
Thank you, Ralph. I think we'll move to the thumbs up, thumbs down now. Just a quick go-around. what you've heard in the last, since our last meeting, that, that you like the most and the least over our own airwaves. Who's first?
I'll go first. Ralph Nader, Radio Hour.
Thank you. And did you have a thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Yes, and so that's your thumbs up. And it, do you want to list the thumbs down too or not? You don't have to.
No.
Okay. Thank you. I'll put myself down for Counterspin. I'm a regular listener, have been for years, and evidently, you know, we're in pretty solid agreement that it's a winner. And I agree, if we could get a full hour, I would take it in a heartbeat.
Jonathan Stack.
Jonathan, go ahead.
Thumbs down on the KPFA Pacifica News. Big thumbs down on that one. I do think that important programs, or, you know, I haven't listened to Counterspin in a while. I really think the schedule certainly could use some adjustments, but I just wanted to say I don't see how fundraisers are going to be increased under any circumstance without more people finding out about the station. That's why I believe the YouTube channel's key, actually. Thank you.
So this is just a really concise, quick statement.
Okay, thumbs up on the YouTube channels.
Oh, shut up, Jonathan. Shut up, this weekend.
And Ruth to the stack.
Ruth, go ahead.
And Bella.
Okay. This is going to sound funny, but... the thumbs up is not hearing Christine Blasdale, but I would like Michael, as the, you know, head of the LSB, to make sure that the finance committee looks at whether we lost money because we haven't heard her. The thumbs down is I don't think we need 3 hours of reggae on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay.
What is that?
Thank you. Who's next?
Bella.
Bella, go ahead.
Yes, so yeah, I agree. A big thumbs down for KPFA's news. A big thumbs down why we don't have, for the lack of our local news. And a big thumbs up to my program grid. Hopefully you will enjoy what I have done and you can add to it. And I wanted to say that last Sunday, Janine Ron, Paul Roberson, and myself from the LSB joined forces, and we did a lot of outreach at the Northeast Christmas Parade. It was really a lot of fun. I sent out a collage of memories.
Bella, this is really just a quick thumbs up, thumbs down, and on to the next person. We have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'm going to
just got it out there. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Stuart,
yes?
My thumbs down is to the what I consider to be prime time in the evening, going to Spanish broadcasting that brings in no money and apparently a very, very small audience. That is the time when I believe that the mature people in our community would be listening to the station after dinner, and they don't because they don't understand what's on. Programs like that are not even paying for the electricity, the transmitter.
Not very
powers.
Thank you, Stuart.
I do like the news out of Berkeley because it does include some local news. We need something in the way of news in real time, not just history. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? I'm going to make a couple quick announcements, and we've got about a minute left. The CAB working group meets tonight, Monday the 20th at 7 p.m. with the same access information you used to get into this meeting. And the next programming oversight meeting is calendared already. It's posted for Monday, January 17th at 4 p.m. That's a month from now, the third Monday of the month. So we'll look forward to seeing everybody then. Is there anything else before we go?
Yes, announcing the outreach committee. The outreach committee will meet Sunday, December the 26th. From 11:30 a.m., come join us via Zoom, and you will see the information at KPFTX.
Thank you, Bella. Anybody else?
I'd just like to thank you for keeping the meeting going on the right track, and as these things go, this was a good meeting.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Here, here. I second that remark.
Well, on that note, it is now 5:50, and we're going to adjourn early on time, as we all agreed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Hope we all can get together in person soon. But thanks a lot. And have all the happy holidays. Celebrate everything in the Northern Hemisphere, and then look at what they do in Australia. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you all.